Hey, grandkids, welcome to another edition of the Stunt Granny Audio. I have no clue what this is. I know that Jeremy and I celebrated 130 maybe like last month or something. So, anywho, I'm not with Jeremy today, which is nice. I am glad to be away from him for a change. And I'm going to introduce you, Mr. Dusty Diebink. How you doing, Dusty?
Well, you sound like Jesse Ventura from WrestleMania 5, how he was so excited to not have to announce with McMahon for a change.
It's nice to change things up a little bit. So I always appreciate variety in my life.
Oh, yes.
So, and plus I get to play host, which is always a little bit different. Eric and Jeremy are snobs.
Yeah, they are.
So I get demoted or change roles, which is, it's fun doing it the other way around, I guess.
Maybe sometimes they're not that great at hosting. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying.
No. It's just, so I like having a variety of people, and I don't mind the variety of role.
Yeah.
There we go. Double variety for me.
I like that no matter who I'm with, I get to be random comment guy. Nice role for me. I can just fill the same random comment guy spot no matter who I'm with. So I am a one-trick pony.
So you're Mike Wallace is what you're saying.
I definitely am Mike Wallace, yes. Who everybody should target for their fantasy team next year. He will be a sleeper-type pickup.
I don't know if he's being slept on anymore.
Well, if I say he is, just go with it.
Oh, okay. I'll go with it then.
Okay, yeah.
Okie doke. Well, we do have two teams that are certainly tough enough that are in the Super Bowl. But let's go ahead and talk about another type of tough enough, the one with Steve Austin.
Yes. This is a pretty big-time thing that they got Austin back in this capacity. I know why they're announcing it. They're going to hope that it leads to higher ratings for the show. People wanting to see Austin, he's probably not going to have that big of a role in the show, though. So people probably shouldn't tune in just to see him. But it will be nice to see him, though, gotta say.
I think he's a perfect host. And it will be interesting to see what his role is exactly.
What? Oh, sorry.
Oh, and I almost bought into that one.
Can we retire that? Why are fans still doing that? Make it stop.
I completely agree on that one. Oh, my gosh. But seeing him again is probably not going to help.
No, see, that's there. We just found a negative in it. We here at Stunt Granny can find the negative in any story. There's the negative.
Oh, man, because, that's kind of a trademark thing. And couldn't you just see him, if at some point he meets one of the contestants and they start jawing to him and that's what he just starts doing?
Right.
Oh, man, yep, okay. I think we can steer. I think we can steer around that one negative, though. Really.
Yeah. No. In all seriousness, this is mostly a positive thing, and it's really kind of exciting, actually. To have him back on. Tough enough. What do you think of that coming back? Do you think that's a good idea?
I mean, I did like it the first time around.
Yep.
So I don't know why I won't like it the second time around, but for some reason, I guess after the whole NXT thing, I'm kind of concerned what they're going to pull off with this. Like, Is it going to be the same show that I have in my mind? Which, you know, may not be as good as I remember it either.
Okay.
Like, I don't have any archive to remember my brain from that time period.
You know, one of my vivid memories about Tough Enough is that goofy-looking, potato-chip-munching fuck, Kevin Dunn. I don't like how he looks. He's not going to cut it, you know? So, God, I hope that there's none of... He looks goofy. I can judge everybody on their appearance because I look so good myself. You know?
Yeah.
He was talking shit about John Morrison that entire season. Man, fuck that.
No kidding. Well, John Morrison showed him, I suppose.
Yeah. I like John Morrison's look, by the way. I think that's his biggest asset. So,
yeah, he has a really good look.
Yep.
That is faux show.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, you've got to love it. What's his name? Josh Matthews.
Yeah. Yep.
He has made quite a career out of being on that show. But, really, I'm trying to think of, that was the Diva winners that I was searching through. When they reincarnated that.
Oh, yeah, the Diva Search? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is also coming back to a TV near you? Yep.
Yeah, but I haven't looked up, like, you know, I don't remember all the contestants, I guess.
Yeah.
But I don't think a whole lot of them are with wrestling anymore.
Well, there's people like Amy Zidian, who insulted Vicky Guerrero's looks and then had no idea who Stephanie McMahon was. So, as you can imagine, she lasted a very long time.
Gosh. Okay, you know what? There's one person coming back to me, Linda Miles.
Linda Miles.
Who ended up being a dominatrix there for the Basham Brothers.
Yeah, they just killed the Bashams, dude. They just fucking killed the Bashams with that.
That was completely unnecessary.
I remember Christy Hemme stealing my heart by calling that one chick a cum-guzzling gutter slut. And then jamming a pie up her butt or something. Christy Hemme's awesome. So...
I would have to say she probably would have been good to party with. I don't know how much she's partying these days or not.
She's a female in TNA, Kevin.
Okay. I guess we can always hope that TNA happens to be in town the next time WrestleMania is in Orlando or something.
Indeed.
Maybe we'll see her out.
Look, all I'm saying is that TNA doesn't drug test their women, okay?
Well, yeah, I think that'd be a good time. Like, even if you didn't get any, like, I think that sounds like a fun night out.
Right. Yeah. I can dig that.
I don't know. I guess we don't really need to go through the whole list of characters that was on there. Do we want to?
On Tough Enough? Well,
yeah.
The most notable people, Josh Matthews really made it. John Morrison made it. Matt Capitelli would have, if not for that terrible freak occurrence. He would have been a big star himself. And I still say, if you can do even anything with Matt Capitelli, you could make a heel in a day, you know? If you could have the heel, like, even just push him over or something, you know?
Yeah.
As tasteless as that sounds. Some, you know, just some involvement. Like, you know, Morrison pushing him over or something. If you wanted to turn Morrison heel. I don't know, you know. Just spitballing here.
Yeah, no, they definitely seem intent on keeping him face for one reason or another.
Well, absolutely. He's kind of, I think they see him as a merchandise selling kind of guy.
Yeah, I think that's why they do, why he gives off the Cena vibe sometimes with his promos now.
That's a good observation.
So, yeah, but there are definitely worse positions to be in life than being the next John Cena.
Certainly.
Oh, man. But, yeah, so it will be interesting. Also, who they pick as trainers.
Yeah. Have you heard any speculation on that? I haven't.
No, which was kind of weird. And, well, that was the other weird thing about the reporting about Austin at first. Like, both of the reports that I read, because I think I saw .net and then Eric, when he posted on our site, he posted the PW Insider or something else. Mm-hmm. And both of them, that's what it was. It was Entertainment Weekly. .net linked to Entertainment Weekly, and they both kind of assumed that he was going to be a trainer like Al Snow, and I'm like, is not going to play a role like that.
No,
not happening.
He'll be the master of ceremonies type thing.
The dude should, if he gets to give them any type of any of his time, honestly, like, it cannot hurt.
Right.
Like, no matter how little it might be. So, even if he's not there all the time, if he comes and evaluates every now and again or something like that, that's got to help them even in the future, which is pretty cool.
Absolutely. He can only do good. For those kids. So hopefully they listen.
And, you young whippersnappers.
Yeah.
You just never listen. Well, we can transition from whippersnappers to old timers. Really. And that is the speculation here. That the fine little promos on Raw this Monday for 2/21/11 were for one gentleman that up to this point in his career has not worked for the WWE.
Right.
And that man would be Sting.
That would be Man Called Sting! Yes. I just heard today WWF tell the local people, wherever the hell that show is going to be, to promote the show as Undertaker's comeback show. So, and I know the internet has been ablaze with whether this means Undertaker or Sting or somebody else or nobody else or something else or both or who the hell knows, but sounds like Undertaker will be there. And the Sting thing is kind of an unrelated thing that might also happen at that time. So nobody really knows what the hell exactly is going on. I just know it'd be really fun to have Sting come in. I'd like to see it happen.
Yeah, people put out, because that was the other thing. I'm glad people posted. I'm glad I saw a picture of Sting holding up the Undertaker card. Like, it was really cool.
But, yeah, I love that picture, but let's face it, that's just Photoshop and wishful thinking, really.
That's it. I was just like, there are some people that reacted a little too quick to that when I'm like, seriously? Like, yeah. I mean, I the idea to me is awesome. Like,
yeah.
You know, there is nobody, honestly, because the other speculation, and when The Undertaker comes back, And I think this ties into what did I call them? The whippersnappers. Is a possible feud for Undertaker for WrestleMania, which would be Wade Barrett.
Okay.
You know, if you go Undertaker taking on Sting, or Undertaker taking on Wade Barrett,
yeah.
Like, I am so far over on the Sting side of things, it's pretty ridiculous. Like, I used to love Sting back in the day, not really been excited about him for quite some time now.
In all seriousness, TNA has that effect on people.
Yeah, well, and I don't even know if I thought he even was getting a little old at the end of his WCW run. Like, when he came back with the Crow gimmick, I thought it worked pretty well for, you know, a couple of years at least.
Yeah, and then it got played out.
And in the land that is WWE, and I mentioned this to Jeremy the other day on one of the audios. Like, probably talking about Booker and Nash. Like, there's no reason not to sign those guys, and then pretty much have them do a minimal amount. You know. Don't make Sting wrestle every week.
No, exactly. The beauty part about them going to WWE is that the same old thing is fresh because they're doing it with different people in different situations. We've all seen Sting, you know, poke baseball bats in people's faces and climb out into the rafters, but we haven't seen it in WWE. He hasn't done it when he's been mad at The Undertaker, you know? These are fresh scenarios now, just by the nature of where he is. So.
I think that's what's exciting about it. Like, he doesn't even need to wrestle that many matches. Have him and Triple H have a nice long feud or something like that, you know?
Sure.
There's
a handful of people that he can have dream matches with, and you choose a couple of them and make a lot of money in the process. And I think the casual WWE fan is going to be pleased as punch, you know, to see him. Undertaker, Triple H, if Shawn Michaels can come back, there's one. Maybe John Cena, and then we'll call it a night.
And
shuffle off to Buffalo.
Yeah, no, I mean, that would be perfect, like 3 months for just about all of them, just, you know, it'd be perfect, exactly, like, you know, 1 year, have fun, do whatever the hell you want, because it would be kind of silly to have him, maybe if they really want to put someone over right before he leaves or something like that, have him lose one or something.
I mean, absolutely. He could really do wonders because his name means something.
So, you know, have him, like, split the feuds with the big guys and you know, have him job to someone. And maybe if he wants to win on his way out, have him beat somebody else that, you know, doesn't harm too much but looks good.
Speaking of Wade Barrett. Because that's all that he's been used for the last year. He's only a main eventer because they tell us he is. He's lost every significant match he's ever been in. So.
Yeah, and I still think he has a weak-ass finisher.
Yeah, sure enough.
So, man. But,
he's got a shitty
name
for his group, too. The core. I'm sorry. No thanks.
Yeah, and it really makes it even worse that it's spelled with two R's. Like, it's completely unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought Nexus for the most part made sense because they were kind of intertwined.
Sure.
You know, they were being held together by some fate, at least when they were first talking about it. So it made some sense.
Right.
But when it's the core, it doesn't make any sense because they're saying that they're all leaders, so they don't really have a core.
Right. Yes. Very good. Exactly right.
So, I don't know.
A group can't be made up of equals. There has to be a pecking order for the group to make sense.
Yeah.
I will use, for example, since I'm watching old shows from 1991, Jimmy Hart had a pecking order. The Nasty Boys go after the tag team title. Dino Bravo is a mid-card guy, and Earthquake is the main event guy. And they work together at times to help Earthquake. If they were all going to team up in like a Royal Rumble or something, it would be to help Earthquake win. You know?
Yeah.
And the other guys were expected to, kind of, let their ego slide by for him, kind of thing, because he's the number one guy. And there has to be some kind of pecking order. You can't all be fucking leaders. That's not how it works.
Yeah, and their promos have been a little clunky because of that, since they've got to get all four of them on mic.
Yes.
Maybe not
Ezekiel
clunky.
Jackson shouldn't fucking talk at all. Just stand there and look big, you know?
Yeah, but they're making them talk. Like
Yeah,
I
well,
thought
they
it was
are.
bad. I think one of the problems though is that because they're kind of getting equal time, they're not getting enough time to really
Sure.
formulate anything that's that good.
Sure. It's watered down by necessity, and
Yeah.
that's no kind of winning formula. It really isn't.
Nope, not even a little bit.
No, sir, I do not like it.
I do not like green eggs and ham. Oh goodness. Yeah, and somehow I don't know how we spun off on the core there, but
Well, sure, but going back to Sting, which is the important part. Sting can put over a young guy on the way out, or he can get a win over somebody who doesn't mean all that much on the way out, depending on what his ego dictates. But along the way, he can be very useful, and you can milk some money out of him.
Yeah, no, that'd be big money. Like I said, like as soon as I heard the idea, I'm like, man, that would be so awesome. Like, yeah, just a year or so, and then,
Yeah.
bye-bye.
You don't need any more than a year.
Nope.
And he's knocking on 60, isn't he? He's at least
I
50.
yeah, no, he's got to be 50 at least.
I'm on it.
Okay, good, because I still don't have the internet. Because I haven't bothered. The modem is upstairs in my roommate's room, and I didn't feel like bugging him after I got back from the gym. I wanted to get this audio rolling.
So you guys need a wireless setup, huh?
I like it. It still runs quicker than a wireless this way, but
Okay.
he was having problems with it earlier today too, and I forgot to I didn't have my computer on to be able to check.
He's 51.
51, yeah.
He's 5'1", yes. So anything more than a year is getting to be pretty ridiculous. Stretching the bounds of credibility here. You can't be having a 52-year-old beating all your young guys, you know? So.
Yeah. Yep. No. Yeah. Just like you said, kind of book them in dream matches, and
Yeah.
one or two, maybe two other spare things, and off you go.
Sure, yeah, and if you want to put them up in the rafters and have long stretches where he doesn't wrestle at all, but you keep his name prominently placed out there, hey, that's fresh too, because it never happened on WWE television.
Yep. Well, there are a couple of gentlemen that are definitely going to be on WWE television here in the coming months.
Oh, I love your segues. You've been studying Jeremy's textbook.
Thank you. I guess that's a compliment.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Kevin Nash and Booker T will be on our television sets in the near future. I did not indeed read the SmackDown spoilers because I was debating doing a blog, and I like to be surprised if I'm going to do that.
Okay. Okay.
And I do believe I read your post, but luckily I've already forgotten if he is actually on this week's episode or not.
Mm-hmm.
He is.
He is. He absolutely is.
That, oh, that's right. He replaced Stryker.
He replaced Stryker, which, thank
there
fucking
we go.
God. Stryker's been giving me an aneurysm for over a year, but,
yeah,
so at least Booker T already has a regular job, and I'm sure Nash will, too.
Yeah, well, Nash, I think, falls under the same thing as Sting.
Uh-huh. That's perfectly fine.
You know, he doesn't need to really fight the young guys, have them in a couple of feuds with, like, even as painful as it might be, Kane, Undertaker, Big Show, you know, have them wrestle the three big guys,
sure.
And maybe Kali, although that would just be a fucking awful mess.
Yes, it would, but they probably won't be able to resist doing it either.
Yes. So, you know, again, you don't need to be having him wrestle every week.
Yep.
You know, have him take some people on.
I have just verified that he is also 51. He carries himself younger than 51. He's still the world's oldest teenager, basically.
Yeah, and I thought he did have, I didn't read the whole thing, but he had a pretty classy things to say there about TNA despite their complete and utter idiocy.
Sure.
Considering that you just took their money for however many years.
Of course. I honestly, he's one of the smartest guys in wrestling. He is able to continue drawing high-dollar paychecks from companies, and he's able to switch out, and I'm sure when he's done in WWE, TNA will come calling again, and he'll keep collecting, because he's smart.
Yeah. Well, he did say that he wanted to end his career where he started his career.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know. He might, well, I mean, maybe not to wrestle. Would they take him, well, I don't know. Would the WWE keep him around as an announcer also if he really wanted to?
Yes. Yes. I'm certain of it.
Wow. Where would they throw him? Lawler retires sometime soon, have Nash take over?
Yep, I would imagine. That would be the best use for him.
Because what, did I see that King is, what, 61?
Hang on.
I believe is what I read today in an article.
I am the age expert of StuntGranny.com tonight. Lawler is indeed 61, 10 years older. So much closer to that old retirement. And I would say Nash would be a perfect replacement in WWE terms.
Yeah, no, he'd be pretty cool. He never lacks for the mic skills, that's for sure.
Yep. And Vince has always liked him. So, as far as I know, Vince has always liked him. I think when he left for WCW, he left on good terms, I'm pretty sure. And can't fault Nash for staying in WCW all those years when they kept throwing money at him. So, yeah.
Yep. He definitely played it smart.
Mm-hmm. Unlike Ric Flair, for example.
Yeah, and it does not sound like Mr. Nash spent his money willy-nilly.
Right. Yeah, Nash was probably, popping pills and drinking just like everybody else, but not to the complete excess that Ric Flair apparently has.
From the sounds of it, Nash has kind of slowed down here a little bit later in life, unlike a lot of his friends around him.
Right, yeah. Scott Hall on rehab trip number 9, for example.
Yes, and the aforementioned Flair, who, what was it? It wasn't all that long ago that he had that drunken brawl with his, daughter's boyfriend or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I never heard a specific report on it, but it sounds like he got punched the fuck out by that kid, so...
Yeah, and I remember him being under the influence, so it's just like, dude, seriously, like, there is no need for you to be getting bombed at your age. Like, seriously, like, you just really need to give it up at that point.
It's just embarrassing. It really is. It's a serious addiction, and he should be right next to Scott Hall in the AA meeting. He really should.
Yeah, and certainly would not hurt.
Yep. Also, on Kevin Nash's, to Kevin Nash's credit, he doesn't have 52 ex-wives that he has to support also.
That's pretty good on him. He is still married to the Asian Nitro girl, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, no, and he did himself right, if she's kept herself in shape in any way, shape, or form.
Well, hold on here. I am looking at his personal life on Wikipedia. Nash and his wife, Tamara, wed in 87 but separated in 2000, but they later reconciled and currently live together near Daytona, Florida.
Uh-huh. Oh. Well, then he is not with the Nitro girl, then, I would say.
Who is with the Nitro girl? Shawn Michaels.
Yes, Whisper.
Nitro girl, yes. Shawn Michaels is with the Nitro girl.
Yep, Whisper. She was, I always did find her quite attractive.
Yeah.
So, I cannot
blame
her.
Who was your favorite Nitro girl? Was it her?
You know what? I'm a sucker for redheads.
Good for you. Yep.
Yep. So, I believe it was Fire.
Yep.
Yep.
That's the right answer.
We did kind of cut him off a little bit. Was there anything else that we wanted to say about Booker T? Because, I mean, I think that about fills us in on Kevin Nash.
Well, sure, we've been extensive on Nash, but Booker T as an announcer, that's kind of weird, huh? I wouldn't have necessarily predicted him for that role, but he's always been a good talker, though. So
yeah, and if he can steal his brother's fruit booty, I am all for
yes.
it.
Yes, thank you. I had it written down. Excellent.
Oh yeah, no, that is one of those things, and I'm just like I. I've just never forgotten it for. Oh man, yeah. So and it'll be because TNA always gave him a lot of mic time, but he
Yeah.
always just kind of did gibberish, and it's just like,
Sure.
what the hell's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
So I can imagine if he works at it in any capacity, or has worked at it, maybe in his school. Like, I don't know. Did he decide to start doing commentary at his school? I have no idea.
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm just throwing that out there as a haphazard maybe, and maybe he's like, you know what, I think I can do this. Like, if he spent some time at his school announcing the kids' matches,
Right.
you know, maybe he's ironed things out a little bit already.
Okay, yeah. And I mean, he's
But,
going
yeah.
to be in just a color spot, so he can be like more funny. He doesn't have to call the matches straight up, so it could definitely work.
Wow, and you know what? You know, the other thing that works is that on SmackDown, I've been pretty high on the Josh Matthews when he's play-by-play guy.
I think he's
I'm
absolutely excellent. I think he's the best announcer in wrestling right now. So.
yeah, when he's doing the play-by-play, I think he is. When they give him the Keller role when he's on Raw, I
The
don't
Wade
think he does.
Keller role?
Yeah, that's my dumb.
Woo!
That's my dumb Pennsylvania ease.
I know, I know. I just had to call it out because that was particularly glaring on that one. I'm
Thank
sorry.
you.
I'm sorry. I am an asshole.
Oh, not a big deal.
My grandpa used to say warsh all the time. I thought it was kind of neat how he would say that.
Yeah, I got away from that one. Anywho.
Anywho, anywho.
Luckily, Josh Matthews has none of these speech impediments.
Yeah, well, Vince McMahon would beat it out of him if he did. So.
Yes, he would. And I just do not worry about beating it out of myself. And wow, that Jeremy might end up saving that one too. Yeah. So with Booker T, I guess kind of getting back to what I was kind of going for there, is that Josh Matthews does play-by-play though on SmackDown. Cole is all in on heel dumb. So since he gets to do Keller on SmackDown, we're good. And then. You know, it was really weird having it was even worse when Stryker had to turn kind of sort of baby face so that he could oppose Michael Cole. And it's like, wow, this is really awkward, and he's doing an even worse job right now. And Booker T, he got a huge ovation when he came back. It will be very natural for him to fall into the babyface Keller commentator role there on SmackDown. So it rounds things out on SmackDown a hell of a lot better, even if I don't feel like putting up with Michael Cole on these shows.
And he can be used to keep Cole in line, you know, and sort of be like, because Cole's not even a tweener right now. He's basically a heel. I like that what you said, all in. All in is a heel. That's right on.
Yeah. Of course, now I just think that he's all in as a heel, so he's just turned back into Michael Cole, but he's rooting for heels.
Right. It's the same crappy Michael Cole that you know and love, but
Yeah, the tweener, I guess I'm already waxing poetic about the days of him being a tweener because I guess I did tolerate it a little bit better then.
sure. I agree. He should be
Oh man, funny
made
how
an
that
assistant
happens.
manager. They should get him out of the announce booth and make him a manager. That's what they
No.
should do. What they ought to
Yeah.
should do.
But what's it, JR in his blog this week, I think he nailed it when he said Ricardo Rodriguez is the close the WWE is going to get to having a manager these days.
Totally agree. Totally agree. They like
yeah.
most of their ringside people to look good in bikinis these days. And apparently Ricardo does because they keep using him. So.
Yeah, and he is still, I think, the funniest read on Twitter there as
yep.
far as the wrestlers go.
Sure.
So,
great character.
Yeah.
They really hit something with him. So, kudos.
Okie dokie here.
okay.
Well, now, I was looking at my phone. That was my first mistake. I was looking at my phone to see if I could get the length of time that we've been going here. But I think there's one guy that we did bring up that we didn't fully talk about, and I think we can talk about him for a little bit and then scoot on out of Dodge here as far as I'm concerned.
Well, who would that be, Kevin?
That would be the guy that Kevin Nash was potentially going to replace.
Uh-huh.
And that is Mr. Jerry the King Lawler.
Wow. The best wrestler in wrestling history, in my opinion, is being brought back for a wrestling role at 61 years of age. And he still outworks almost the entire locker room. Funny how that works.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, especially with some offense that is as basic comes.
A punch. But when he throws it, it looks like it tears your head off. The most realistic-looking punch ever, to his credit.
Yes, and people still go pretty nuts when he pulls down the strap.
Yep. How basic is that? And yet he makes it work.
Yeah, no, that is like a conservation of movement at its finest.
Mm-hmm. Wrestling doesn't have to be 97 high spots, you know?
Yeah.
If you know what you're doing and you do it the right thing at the right time, and Jerry Lawler absolutely does, then the little that you do can mean a lot. So, really, honestly, he should be a teacher for Tough Enough. I don't know if he wants to. I don't know if he has any desire to, but he should be.
Yeah, no, he would be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But
like
for some reason,
like tied two topics together. You like that?
Yeah, I did. I thought that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I still don't see him doing that though. Like,
well,
as much as I think it'd be...
He will not do that, yeah.
Yeah.
He seems to enjoy getting by on doing about nothing lately. and his commentary shows that he has about zero care for the product right now. But to me, he gets a lifetime pass because he's Jerry Lawler. So.
Yeah, and plus, hey, you know what? You're 61. I think you deserve to kick back and do
yeah.
as little as possible and still collect, I'm sure, a fine paycheck.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, now, do you think that he is going to definitely, at this point, get a WrestleMania match because of how prominently it was brought up?
It's really looking like it. That would be something. Yeah.
Now,
and Alex Riley.
Yeah.
Something along those lines.
Yeah, I was wondering if that would be really evil. To have. Well, I was thinking, Alex Riley almost seems anticlimactic. You know what I mean?
Well, fair enough.
To me, it's like if he doesn't take on The Miz, really, seems like it doesn't seem quite worth doing with the way they've kind of had a give and take without having it take over their lives completely.
Mm-hmm.
That it would work really well for maybe Lawler costing Miz the belt in the Elimination Chamber.
Okay.
Which leads to them duking it out at WrestleMania.
Okay. Now, what is the match with Miz at the Elimination Chamber? He's in one of the chamber matches?
I think I'm already wrong on that one.
I thought he was taking on Lawler.
No, that's what was weird to me, is that I was like, isn't the title match always the Elimination Chamber match?
Yeah.
So, you know what, when I first heard of it, I jumped to that conclusion, and I did it already again, even though I had kind of thought about it saw that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I guess it is just Miz and Lawler there at the Elimination Chamber. So, yeah,
sure.
There goes my
plan. That's what
Never
I
mind.
Thought, and my thinking was maybe Riley interferes to cost Lawler the match, leading to Lawler versus Riley. But you're right. I mean, that's not the most prestigious WrestleMania match ever, but, I mean, you know, Lawler could probably make it work if he had to. Seems more like a Raw match, though. Either way, it'd be interesting. They certainly could do a rematch at WrestleMania between Lawler and Miz. Not sure how they'd get there, but that's possible.
Miz really just has to have the belt going into WrestleMania at this point. I mean, they're not going to give it to Lawler.
Right. So,
I guess something does need to happen at that match there for things to for him to get to WrestleMania. Because The Miz, I don't see him, like, losing it the next night on Raw or something silly like that.
Yeah, probably not.
So, I guess it would have to be Alex Riley, but I still stand by my statement.
No, I totally agree. That's not a prestigious WrestleMania match, but... I've been watching old WrestleManias lately, and they stick stuff on there that isn't very prestigious either. Like, not really sure why I needed to see Texas Tornado versus Dino Bravo, for example. but there it was, right in front of my eyes. So.
As far as I'm concerned, we can make like a tornado and blow.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Do you have any last wrap up there for Lawler, or are we going to go with the out?
He's the best, not Flair. Fuck you. All right.
No. All righty. Well, that was quite an exit. And grandkids, I'm going to go grab a sippy time beer. And you, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy your evening.